from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Oh, this is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, where Jordan Schultze tries to stump us or make us really talk and think about things as radio goes, and the shebangs and the sheboys and the sheboygans of the world. Without further ado, I will turn it over to a lot more clean-speaking man, that Schultze over there.
Poughkeepsie. Appreciate it. He says Sheboygan, so I figured I'd go with another New York town, Poughkeepsie.
I thought Sheboygan was in Wisconsin.
I think there's a Sheboygan in Illinois, too.
Wow, it's like a Springfield.
Yeah.
Like six or seven states.
But it's Sheboygan. That sounds a lot better than Springfield.
Yeah, Google's telling me Sheboygan, city in Wisconsin.
All right. Well, we know that for sure.
Boom.
Okay, Joe, cool. Nice flex, bro.
Dude, get your geography game up, bro. All right?
Well, a couple of things maybe you guys don't know for sure. I can try to stump you on these first two, and then we'll get into some deeper thoughts about the trade deadline in the last two questions. Fair foul number one, Aaron Judge having a season. Of course, he's sitting at 39 home runs right now and 99 RBIs, batting like, almost .320.
I tried to go woo, and I went... I don't have it.
It's like,
pass me my smokes.
Visiting my dying grandpa.
I did want to hold a cigarette in my mouth for the YouTube folks, just to play it up.
Just hanging off the lip.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today.
Smart. Monkeys with a cigar hanging out or something like that. We could all do that. Let's see. All right, so guys, Aaron Judge, yeah, having a great season so far. 39 home runs, 99 RBI. He's obviously had some really big numbers really quick, so I was wondering if he could be the quickest player to ever get to 100 RBIs when he gets his next one, guys. Fair or foul? He could become the quickest player ever to 100 RBIs. Fair or foul?
I'm going to say foul. Because I feel like I know this from MLB The Show, because I was tracking Joe Fisher's season for the Royals, and he was getting up there to set the single season record in the American League for RBIs. And gosh, I'm trying to remember who the all-time leader is in a single season, but it's like 190.
Yes.
So I would think that, God, and the name is escaping me because I Googled it like five times as I was tracking my amazing MVP-worthy season.
It's not like Tris Speaker.
No, it was it was someone for the Cubs back in like the 30s or 40s or something like that. God, it's killing me.
You're right about the year and the team.
Yeah, it's something Wilson.
Oh, dude, you're good.
Again, I was just looking.
Give it to you. It's Hack Wilson.
Hack Wilson. Thank you.
He's a hack.
I was just looking hacking. This up. So I think it was old Hack because he also had like 170 RBI season too. This guy was insane. So I'm going to Hack Wilson or somebody else got there faster.
What? I'll side with Joe on this as Joe has blown this wide open. The only thing that upsets me is. Is Aaron Judge leading the league in RBIs? Did he pass Jose Ramirez?
I think he was always ahead of Jose.
That makes me... No, he wasn't. Because, like, near the All-Star break, Jose Ramirez had 75 RBIs.
Oh, I know. I think Judge was... I think he had a little bit more. I'm not even kidding you. His... Judge is having an insane year. We need to remember this.
So I'll live with Joe Fisher on this, but I'm more sad that my... starting third baseman Jose Ramirez is not leading the American League in RBIs.
Well, it is foul, guys. You're on to something about Hack Wilson, although I'm not even sure he was on my list. I'm trying to figure out exactly how quick he got to 100 RBIs that season. Impressively, guys, Barry Bonds back in 04, and this was not his record-setting home run year, he actually got 100 RBIs in 356 at-bats. Aaron Judge is already sitting at like 383 or 4.
100 RBIs in 350 at-bats?
Yes. 350 at bats.
That's stupid.
And honestly, I'm trying to see like.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah.
Or do drugs. I don't know what to tell you.
That
is an argument to do drugs.
If I had a pill given to me and the person giving it to me said, hey, Schultzy, this will make you one of the best radio hosts of all time.
Look,
it'd be hard pressed not to.
If you blow a bunch of these lines, hot chicks will be all over you. Or if you take this shot, you will have 100 RBIs and 350 at bats.
McGuire, and I'm sorry, I was trying to Google to find out. Who did you say?
Barry Bonds, 356 at bats only to get 100 RBIs.
Oh, see, I found some random message board.
I hate those message board.
Because like, I think they're talking about their video game too in this. I got to 100 by the first week of July with McGuire.
Like this music?
Oh, dude. I
bet you Hack Wilson would have loved this music.
Rolling right now.
All right, so yeah, Barry, only 356 at bats, even after he broke the home run. He only hit 45 whammies that year, so.
Only.
Still hitting a ton of ribbies, though. All right, fair or foul number two from one big hitter to another, Bobby Witt Jr., you guys. He is having a July for the ages.
He looks like the real deal.
It's crazy. Like, dudes would be happy with an entire season of stats that he's had in the month of July alone. I'm not going to go over them because it's kind of part of the whole fair or foul question here. So, guys, fair or foul, Bobby Witt has already broken the record for the highest batting average in a single month of all time. Fair or foul, Bobby Witt Jr. has already broken the record for the highest batting average in a single month of all time.
While I secretly think this answer is fair, I'm going to go with foul. Because as much as I like Bobby Witt and as much as I am excited that Bobby Witt looks to be the real deal and I can't wait to see how he progresses as a major league player, I cannot think that he has a better month than, say, Tony Gwynn, Albert Pujols, Manny Ramirez, Ty Cobb, Ted Williams, Joe DiMaggio, Lou Gehrig. Those are the greatest hitters of all time. If you're going to tell me that Bobby Witt Jr. has a better month than any of those dudes, I'll eat my shoe on the air. Not really, because I can't eat anything. Swallowing hurts really bad. But that's how I feel.
Hot. Dear God, I'm still trying to find out who was got to 100 RBIs the quickest, and I already spaced on the question, Schultzy. What was it again? Sorry there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What was it?
It's all good. Bobby Witt, fair or foul, has already broken the record for the highest batting average in a single month of all time.
Last week, he was like 13 for 15 or something like that.
Yeah, it's
after
stupid.
The All-Star break.
That's a lot.
I will say his slugging percentage, guys, in July, 839.
Does July not count because there's the All-Star break?
This is a minimum. I was going a minimum, and this actually, I believe, is what the record holder's count was. A minimum of 75 at-bats,
right,
and he has eclipsed
enough.
That. He's at 87 at-bats.
Fair enough.
I'm going to say foul, because I feel like this would be a little bit bigger of a deal if we were getting to this point of July, and it would be going around a little bit more. I got MLB Network on damn near every day.
Now I get to watch MLB Network on my MLB at bat.
When I'm watching it on the TV there over in the sales pit, and I feel like I would have seen something about this. Bobby was playing great, but I don't know if he set the record.
I wasn't able to stump you guys. You're both right. It is foul. So the best batting average of all time in a single month, Todd Helton. May 2000, he batted
Hall of Famer Todd Helton.
5 freaking 12. He was slugging over 1,000 that month.
Hall of Famer Todd Helton, and that's why Todd Helton's in the Hall of Fame.
Next up, Ivan Rodriguez, and he did it steroids. Actually with the Detroit Tigers.
Steroids.
Yeah, steroids, allegedly. In June of 2004, he bat 500. Then he got George Brett with the Kansas City Royals back in July of 1980, hitting 494.
A lot of chaw in that jaw.
Yeah, no kidding. And then Rod Carew with the Twins.
Yeah, there you go. Now we're talking about, like, all-time guys.
Yeah.
We're talking about all-time guys. Rod Carew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so those four, as far as like players since 1969, have the best month ever. And
nice.
Bobby Witt, he's got another game tomorrow, but so far his hit 483.
He's
got
to go 5 for 5 tomorrow to pass.
Let's see. That would give him 47 out of 92 hits. So let's see. Just trying to do some calculations.
That's over 500.
Is it?
Yeah.
But how far over 500 is it?
Not much.
92 divided by 47. No, I did that wrong. 47 divided by 92.
So, there you go.
510. No, 511. He would not break Todd Helton's record. I think he'd have to go 6 for 6 to get there.
Todd Helton, Rod Carew. Who else was on that list? Pudge.
George Brett. And,
George
good old
Brett.
Roided Pudge.
All of those dudes are in the Hall of Fame.
Damn right. Bobby Witt Jr.
Bobby Witt. Name? Just a savage.
I sold a bunch of his rookie cards.
Oh, boy.
Now I'm really
Let me tell you this. In my fantasy keeper league that we just started, top three picks. Number one, Ronald Acuna Jr. Number two, Julio Rodriguez. Number three, Bobby Witt Jr. Who do you think won that?
Yeah, probably should have gone number two.
Probably should have gone number two with Bobby Witt.
All right, guys. Moving on to another middle infielder. Actually, possibly a corner infielder at this point. Jazz Chisholm Jr., man, like you said.
Center fielder, Jazz Chisholm.
Hey, he told the New York Yankees he's able to play wherever the hell they need him to win a championship.
Second base.
Anybody?
Second
base, yeah. Gleyber Torres might be on his way out. As you said, he has hit 4 home runs in the last 48 hours, just having an absolute time and injecting some life back into that New York Yankees clubhouse, guys. So fair or foul, Jazz Chisholm Jr. is the spark the New York Yankees needed to get to the playoffs.
Well, I'll start it off. I mean, to get to the playoffs, I mean, I would say foul. They're going to get to the playoffs. As far as making a run and having more than just two hitters that you have to rely on, I would say fair on that. I think that, again, just the personality that Jazz Chisholm is, or
Chisholm.
Yeah. Again, another player we don't know how to pronounce his last name. Just the way that he is, I think that this is going to rejuvenate him to where he actually gives an F and cares about his at-bats, his approach, and now that he has something to play for and knows where this season potentially could go, this will light a fire under him and this Yankees team. I hope not too much of a fire. selfishly, but I think they did need a third player, because Volpe has taken a dip since the beginning of the season. Verdugo, while he's great in left field with the glove, his batting has been, there's been a little bit left to be desired there. Torres isn't giving you much, so I think they just needed a star to come in and give them a shot in the arm, and I think he's going to do that.
I'm with Joe that I will say fair that he is the spark that they need. However, I'll take it a step further and say foul in the sense that he is the spark that takes them where they want to be. I still think this team is severely flawed. I think, okay, now you have, like, look at the Dodgers. When everyone's healthy, the top four are great. The rest is pretty garbage. I think the Yankees are the Dodgers light. Garrett Cole has been extremely inconsistent. Rodon has looked good and then looked terrible. This team, I think, is, if this team was called the Seattle Mariners, they would have the same problems the Seattle Mariners have. You got a couple good players, and you're good in this department, and you're terrible in other departments. That I think Jazz is the spark they need, but I don't think Jazz is the spark that gets them where they want to be.
All right, guys. Fair foul number 4. Got to throw one in about my Mariners. The Seattle Mariners making 4 major trades, technically 5 because Ty France was sold off to the Reds, but getting 2 relief pitchers in JT Chargois, and Jimmy Garcia, as well as Justin Turner and Randy Arozarena to help at the plate. So, guys, fair or foul, the Seattle Mariners did enough at the trade deadline to not just make the playoffs, but to win the AL West. They did enough, fair or foul, at the trade deadline to win the AL West.
I'll go first. I will say fair. I do think they did enough to win the division, but a lot of that caveat is because I think the Astros were very poor in this. I think the Astros have glaring issues. I think Kikuchi is not the starter you needed, and I think they have a really big gap at first base. And Jeremy Peña has been good, but not good. Bregman's been a lot better than how he started, but this team is a shell, and there's rumors that Kyle Tucker's not coming back. And if Kyle Tucker's not coming back, then you're done. You're toast. Kyle Tucker's top 5 player in baseball. I think the Mariners did enough to win the division. Do I think it's enough to get where they want to go? Maybe not, but I do think it's enough for them to win the division.
I'll say fair as well. As you mentioned, I believe this is as of just 4 hours ago. Yeah, Kyle Tucker, 60-day injured list is where he's headed. So, I mean,
it's so strange.
There's 60 games left.
He just took that foul ball off his shin, and he's toast.
But I think with what the Mariners did and what the Astros didn't do, and I
think it's more about what they didn't do.
Yeah. I took the Astros to win this division. I said about a month or so ago that the Mariners were going to lose the division, even with their lead. At that point, it wasn't 10 games, but it was enough to just make me feel like, again, seeing this team not good. But there was one team that did make a change and one team didn't. And to me, the roster moves and getting that injection in the arm, getting Jorge Polanco back, and maybe
he's looked good last couple games.
I mean, he's looked great. So, again, just when you get Julio, JP back, hopefully that's enough momentum and the bats start hitting the ball for the love of God.
Yeah, can Julio, JP, Polanco, who should have been there,
should have been playing like this from the beginning of the season.
And a Rosarena, you know, have five bats that in theory should get you somewhere.
Well, and now that you've seen this sample
Cal
size.
Cal Raleigh, number six.
And now that you've seen this sample size from Robles, like you would expect, like it's like, all right, dude, you've been playing this good. Don't fail me now.
That guy was cut from a team that's going to finish last in their division. It's like that's nuts.
Yeah.
Not really, because my Nats are better than I.
My Nats too, dude.
Our Nats.
I had a lot of faith in them this year.
Dude, Nats, baby. Nats.
So I say fair that this will be enough for them to pull out the division.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.